Today in the news, there's news. It's Friday, and we're going to talk about news. Some stuff matters, some stuff doesn't. Welcome to Front Page Tech. Here we go.
In a time where content creation thrives. In a place where games are played. The people that play such games reach out to you. With things such as game time or speed build. There can only be one name that solidifies in your mind. Spectrum Swapper.
What's going on, my peeps? Welcome to Front Page Tech Show that gives you our latest tech news for a geek that but me doing none of that. Me, you. Happy Friday, everyone. It's time to chillax. Everything else from the week doesn't matter. It's just you, me, and Brian. This is your safe place. Hi, Brian. Oh, my God. And there
the
goes,
champ.
And this is where we get hit with copyright.
The champ is here.
It's over.
Hopefully that fits under fair use.
It should be at this point.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, John.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
We're having some fun with people in chat.
Yeah, that's something like that.
You can watch live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around sometime. Usually around 4 nowadays. It was around 3, but no one watches at 3, so.
It was around 3, but not in my...
it was around 3, but no, not in my... I'm trying to think of any updates I have for you. Okay, I got a couple. Number one, I was on Tech News Weekly today. That's kind of cool.
How'd that go?
I was a guest. Tech News Weekly. If you want to see that, I'll link it down in the description. It went well. Fun. Yep. Also, feature points giveaway. There's been a couple things that have been changed.
Changes.
So previously, if you download Feature Points for iOS and Android and use the referral code FPT, you get 50 points for free, but also you get entered in to win a $25 gift card.
Yeah.
And that was that. Well, now they've changed it. So if you download apps, every time you download apps, so even if you've already signed up through us, listen. The more apps you download, the more chances you have to win the gift card. And I think they changed that as well, too. It was previously a $25 Amazon gift card. Instead, they're going to give you $25 worth of points.
Oh, that's even better.
So that means you can go wherever you want with those points. Let me open up feature points, and I wonder how many points that is exactly.
Basically, that just opens up not only Amazon but other things they offer as well.
Yeah, they have actual gifts too that you can get with the points, and
it's pretty much free money at this point. So
it is free money. Let me
no reason not to use it.
How much is $25?
Doll hairs.
This is going to be difficult, isn't this?
Yeah.
You
could do it.
How much is 25,000?
You're a tough little scamp. You could do it, John.
Okay, Brian, help me.
What do you want? What do you want me to do?
$5 is 3,000 points.
Okay. So that means 25 is going to be 15,000 points.
Is it? That's a lot of points.
Yeah, that's right. 15,000.
That's a lot.
Five is three, so times so, five. 15,000.
Sign up. You can see right here on my phone, it says win $25 with Front Page Tech. If you hit that, it tells you you can win $25 with FPT. Download as many apps as you can between now and February 28th.
We're coming up on that date. They deserve.
Right.
Okay.
We're coming up on that date, guys. February 28th is the last day for this. So if you've already signed up,
congratulations.
You have a better chance now to win by downloading more and more apps. So just go there and download apps like crazy. Number one, your points are going to build up. Number two, if you win, you're going to have 15,000 more points.
To download more apps.
To download
that you
more
want.
Stuff. You Brian.
Everything.
You want to do stuff? Story new order. Oh no, I don't care what you say. I'm going anyway. Apple has been granted 3 extra days to decide.
What?
Brian, what are you laughing about?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. What are you laughing about?
You're like, Apple has been getting three extra days. Just stumbled
through
that.
They've been granted 3 extra days to decide whether it will quote unquote hack the iPhone for the FBI. So this became a bigger story than I thought it was.
This is a huge story.
Yeah, and conservatives, let me give you a chance now to get the fuck out. Don't come in here with your bullshit and being super close-minded and be like, they should just go on the phone. You got to be a little bit more open-minded. This is not, this Apple's, yeah. Apple has come out and said,
okay, you got it,
that for a while, the FBI has been asking them for stuff, information on this, and they have been cooperative. Any information that Apple does have, they have given the FBI. Apple doesn't have the information to get into the phone.
Nope.
They can develop a backdoor in iOS to let them in. And even then, it's not like they're not... Apple's not like hacking the iPhone. That's not what's happening. We explained this already. The security within the phone, within iOS, gives you 10 passcode attempts before it completely wipes the phone. The FBI is on attempt number 9. They want Apple to develop a section of iOS or change the code in iOS, which gets rid of that 10 guest limit and makes it unlimited, which would allow the FBI to brute force their way into the phone. Here's something interesting that we talked on about on Tech News Weekly, Brian.
Yeah.
There, it's a possibility that the guy had Touch ID enabled.
Oh.
So you could completely... If Touch ID is enabled, Brian...
Just fucking go get his finger.
No, but this is what I'm saying. If Touch ID is enabled, this was only done to make it this public.
Right, right.
The FBI and the government have been fighting on encryption for the longest time. They've been trying to tell like companies or get companies to work with them to allow them into people's stuff. So this might have been their chance to have, you know, Apple, such a major company and such a big story in these terrorist attacks to get enough public behind it where, I don't know, they feel like, I don't know, the governments can make the public think that Apple's helping terrorists or something. And yeah,
this is just, yeah,
if Touch ID is enabled, that's exactly what this is. It's just like a stunt to try to get what they want from other companies because they can literally just take the dude's thumb and go whoop and unlock the phone. But that's not confirmed. So initially they had 5 days. The FBI said, hey, give us this. You got 5 days to comply. They've been granted 3 extra days. Now, Tim Cook did release that customer letter that we talked about.
Yeah.
But they have not filed anything legally. So technically they haven't made a decision. Tim Cook said that they're not going to do it.
Because Tim Cook is a champion.
Right, but on paper, in legal terms, there has been no decision made, and the FBI is giving them 3 extra days. Brian, do you think they're going to end up working with them or not?
No. I mean, if they did, all this stuff Tim Cook has been saying is just... If they were going to work with him, they already would have. I mean, him releasing this letter and things like that, there's no way. If they end up working with him... It could be one of two things. It's going to be a media nightmare, first of all.
Right.
Or everyone's going to be like, well, something's up. Something's wrong. Why are they working with them? Like, there's going to be some...
Right.
Something shady going on. Like, it's not... They're very strong in this, you know,
I feel like the government is literally... The FBI is just really trying to, like, make the situation look bad for all the companies.
It's bullying. It's what it is.
Because the Justice Department said that Apple doing this is just a marketing stunt.
Yeah.
They want to get in the news. Like, Apple doesn't need to get into the news.
No, not really.
So, Google CEO, Twitter, and Facebook... have joined Apple and they've all said, you know, we agree with Tim Cook's stance on this. We would do the same thing. So that's obviously going to piss the FBI off, going to piss the government off because now all the major companies, all of them are saying we do the same thing.
Which is great.
All I ask for the people watching and listening is to be a bit more open-minded. I get it that these two terrorists were giant pieces of shit. And I get it that a lot of people were affected by this. There were lives lost. But I hate to be the guy that says this, but that happened. And this is now a much bigger issue than that situation specifically. This deals with every consumer and every company.
It's like a gateway drug.
Right. And until we have guidelines, this is going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. Because if Apple does this for this reason, then they're going to have to do it again. And what are the guidelines there? Is it just like what constitutes a terrorist attack? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, what are the guidelines and when would Apple have to comply? So, like I mentioned in the first episode that that we talked about this, the All Writs Act, which hasn't been updated in over 200 years, which is why this court order has been issued. The All Writs Act basically states that any third party has to cooperate in an investigation. Apple, at this point, is that third party. There's been a court order. So, according to this act that was written over 200 years ago, they have to comply. But it needs to be updated for modern technology and encryption, that sort of things. When we have a guideline or guidelines, this will be easier for everyone. And even if Congress comes up with something and it's not exactly what Apple wanted, and they do have to comply in some way, at least now we have an updated guideline and it's not just the FBI being like, we want this, give it to us. So.
Silliness.
Okay, speaking of Apple, though.
Speaking of Apple. Sorry, I blanked out there for a second. So, we talked about that whole Era 53 thing. Apple has officially, unofficially released a fix, in a sense.
A fix.
So, this Era 53, if you guys weren't aware, is... It's cropping up in areas where, let's say you got your phone fixed at a third party, like Fix Shop, like broke-ass phone, or maybe some guy on Craigslist, whatever. Anything that's not Apple, basically. This error pops up when there's a mismatch, mostly between the Touch ID and then the cord that connects the Touch ID to the rest of the system. It's a security measure put into place, so there's, you know, they can't hijack anything, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of pricks some people's phones, and now they're not working, so Apple's like, well, shit, that didn't work. Essentially, this is now over because you can just plug your phone into iTunes and restore it, and then it will now work, but the Touch ID will still not work. So,
right.
It's pretty much all there is. Apple was just like, sorry.
Your phone will just semi-work again.
They said it was for a factory test, you know, just to make sure that the Touch ID works properly before leaving the factory, but I guess it just got out. I'm not really 100% right. sure what happened. I mean, but it seems like it's over. So, yay. What do you think, John?
I mean, if you can get your phone to work again, good. But this just try to stick with native solutions here. Go to Apple with your devices if it's broken. Go to your insurance company that's approved by Apple if it's broken.
That's
that
always
sort of
the best way.
Because either way, you're voiding your warranty if you had one.
Yeah.
That's your best thing to do. Now, I was reading chat and a couple people mentioned that I meant, because I said something about conservatives or whatever.
Yeah.
On the Apple issue.
John's just being dumb.
No, I don't. No, I'm not saying that conservatives don't believe in privacy.
Yeah.
But most, and I hate to categorize people, I shouldn't have said that.
You really shouldn't have.
But,
yeah, that's what I mean. You're just being dumb.
But,
isn't a joke.
But still, it's a more conservative thought to, hey, terrorist has done some awful things. Yeah. Let the government in the phone regardless. That's just how it is. I'm not saying you shouldn't be conservative. I'm saying be a little bit more open-minded on this issue. I think our community is actually pretty good about it. I was getting a little bit of hate on Twitter from like people that I don't even recognize in the community. Probably, you know, people that just wanted to like yell at me about this or something. Because the tweet for Monday's show or Wednesday's show was nuts. Had like 70 retweets and 170 favorites or something crazy. So there were people that saw it that, you know, weren't in the community and they hate me now. But whatever. just be a little bit more open-minded about stuff. And this affects everyone. So, well, I'm sure we're going to follow it because it's not going away anytime soon. So there's going to be a solution. Something cool about the LG G5, it'll let you lock and load new batteries
like a motherfucking shotgun. I hope.
Yeah.
More than likely not, but I want that. So
I think that's awesome.
It's really cool if it works. You know, in the sense that they're, you know, it, the picture they released is like, it looks like a battery attached to the bottom of the phone. You know, and you just kind of slide it out, slide it in. Let us begin, you know?
Cool. I mean, it's another, you know, it's just another one of the rumors till we have something official. Yeah. But if that is the case, cool. That's like a, that's a really like useful feature.
Yeah, I mean,
because if you can't open the back of a phone, and that's what a lot of people are having issues with, if they can't mm-hmm. replace the battery or get to the battery, it'd be, that's Bingo. Cool just to carry on some extra little, like how a lot of cameras are. Like a lot of people that exactly, vlog and yeah. stuff will always carry a couple batteries. So when the battery dies, you don't have to wait for anything to charge, just pop a new one in.
Pop it in, yeah. Cool. I mean, this is a really great idea to, because in all seriousness, I mean, the detachable backs on phones is great for functionality, but in terms of aesthetics and just general build quality, having the unibody, you know, form is just superior.
Right.
And it leads to like waterproofing and things like that. So, sweet. I'm excited about
sweet.
It. Sweet. You know what's not sweet though, John? Ads.
Spicy
in your
stuff.
That too. But ads in Facebook Messenger. That's not great.
No.
Because who wants Mark Zuckerberg all up in their goddamn Messenger app? I mean, he's already, you know, touching you everywhere else with his little grubby ad fingers. Now he's going to be touching your nipples and your mess. Okay. that got really weird.
Yeah,
essentially.
It's a weird show.
they're just going to be, they don't really know 100% how the ads will be displayed. Right. But the big thing is that businesses will be able to talk to you via Messenger if you have talked to them before.
If you've initiated a conversation, then yeah.
yeah.
But I mean, that makes like, if you initiate a conversation, you should expect a reply. Like,
but I wonder how that's like. If you talk to a company once, be like, "Hey, my whatever isn't working."
then for months they're like, "Hey, yeah. you want to buy this?"
Like, "Hey, John, we saw you liked a page on popcorn. Yeah. You know, our microwaves make popcorn." You're just like, okay.
You
can,
you may place popcorn in our microwaves, yes.
Yeah. So we'll see. Probably return to the story once we find out how the ads will actually be, you know, displayed.
Yeah.
As it stands, it's still up in the air, but hopefully they're not autoplay video or God, imagine if it's going to be like in your Messenger chat, in between the messages, you'll have like an ad.
Right.
And then people will make custom tailored ads to look like a message, you know, like the download button thing. Yeah, boy.
Something interesting. It's not related to the Apple story, but it's interesting to have something the other way around.
Yes.
So a judge has ordered the FBI to turn over the code that it used to hack dark web pedophiles. So this is a weird story to cover, but essentially, the FBI seized a Tor-based site known as Playpen, which sounds...
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
That sounds like I don't even want to be near it. Like, it shouldn't even be in the show.
Well, John, it's quoted as the largest remaining node child pornography hidden service in the world, according to the FBI.
Yeah. Wow. So what they did, Brian, was they seized it in February of 2015...
Mm-hmm.
And they kept it running on its own servers.
So smart.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And during that time, they deployed some hacking tool that identified 1,300 IP addresses of visitors to the site worldwide.
Good Lord.
And since then, they have charged how many people with this?
About 137, it says. Roughly.
137 people have been charged so far. Now, there's a couple issues. Number one, the court wants the code that revealed that they used to deploy malware.
Uh-huh.
They for whatever reason, just to be transparent, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
But another issue is that technically, technically, if we're being technical, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were distributing child porn for 2 weeks.
It's qualified as a sting operation. So
yeah,
that's been around for a while. That's, you know, the judge already, like, there's already a couple of judges that ruled that it did not engage in outrageous conduct or anything like that.
Yeah, they weren't like adding new stuff. Like
a bigger deal though is, so okay. So I know a little bit about the deep web or dark web or whatever you want to call it.
Tell us about it, Brian.
a majority of people using it, first off, or I'd say 99.9% are using a browser called Tor.
Okay.
Which is essentially it's like the most secure web browser you can get.
Apparently not.
It's not just used for like nefarious practices like this. It's actually very popular for people who are concerned with privacy at all. Advertisers can't target you, things like that, because what happens is normally when you go like launch Google Chrome or whatever, go to YouTube, it pings your IP and it just connects you. With Tor, instead of just going right there, like the straight shot,
right,
it basically goes boop, boop, boop. It attaches to a couple different nodes and kind of it just like runs it around
so
a little bit.
when the information does hit the website to ping back, it's not pinging back to you directly, it's back to the last location from Tor.
Yeah, which Tor, I believe it pings three different nodes, so essentially you're getting three different randomized locations,
right?
So it's very secure, and apparently this sting operation utilized an exploit that bypassed Tor's security feature, which is interesting.
Explains why they would want him to reveal it.
Yeah, and you know, this is kind of another thing looking at it as not just FBI catching pedophiles, but also like in terms of privacy in general. That's kind of a big deal, because that's people's like the only way people will use the internet. People will use internet is by using Tor because of the amount of information being distributed nowadays.
And that's like, man, that's a tough thing, because like people could argue, well, why do you have to worry about the FBI getting information if you have nothing to hide?
That's true.
That's not the point is that like specifically like in the US, right? We have freedoms, we have the right to privacy, that sort of thing. And when we're using a web browser specifically for privacy, I mean, sure there's no real benefits to Tor like above Google Chrome other than privacy.
In matter of fact, it's actually quite slow, and you can't even really like stream video because it's very, you know, bogged down.
Right. So when you're using something specifically to protect your privacy, yet there is an agency that can just completely derail that.
Yeah.
Then that obviously that's going to be a problem. And that's why they need to reveal the code. Once they reveal the code, if they do, and apparently they have to, you can just imagine that Tor is going to be on that.
Yeah, and in chat, John Bubb actually made a really, really good point. He said, having a gun doesn't make you a murderer.
Right.
You know, the majority of people using Tor, I would say, are just either paranoid or feel more secure.
Right. And I've said plenty of times on the show, like, personally, I don't care. Like, I don't care if my device is always listening. I don't care if I have a Kinect in the room.
Yeah, me either.
And
honestly,
I'm not like, oh, I have nothing to hide. I genuinely just, I don't care. I'm a fan of technology and the advancement of technology. There are flaws with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Whatever. But I am a strong believer in, like, I think if you want privacy, cool, have it. Like, that's not a big deal to me. If you're using Tor to watch this video, cool. Like, I am all for you being all for your own privacy. It's the people that like refuse to use certain things.
Yeah.
Because they think Mark Zuckerberg's gonna like eat their baby or something. That's the thing that I have a problem with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I really do. But I mean, I would say I understand people who think that way, honestly. Just because this is such a, we always talk
about
it.
If I put it this way? There are people that would use services like Tor because of their lack of understanding. And there are people that would use Tor because of their understanding.
That's really good. It's a very big subset of people using it. But I mean, in all seriousness, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if the deep web was compromised because the majority of things on there are like illegal drug trades. You could buy like assassins on there.
Yeah.
You know, you can do things like you could just buy people's information. There's
right.
Just the amount of things on there
there's like live auctions for people and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I don't really recommend going about. If you're curious, you can very easily access it, but don't really recommend that. I've never personally done it. I've read a lot of accounts of people using it.
Right.
And it doesn't seem great. I don't really have the urge to do so. I don't know about you, John.
Yeah, just it wouldn't. I'd feel yucky for like a week.
I'd feel just yucky. Well, you heard it here first. Just
sticky.
Yeah. John's quotes about the deep web. Yeah. I'd feel yucky.
That's it. Good show, Brian. I thought that was a good show. We are getting better with our age.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think so. Is there anything you want to say?
I don't think so. I'm not wearing my smartwatch today.
Fucking phenomenal.
That's it. Because
Birgit has yours, right, Bridget?
Yeah, Bridget, my fiance, is trying it out because she's interested in it, and she's been like, making it a point to use it for everything. She's like, okay, text me. Let's test it again. I'm like, all right. It's like the fifth time.
Tomorrow, FPT podcast will be Brian and Johnless. Instead, you'll have Lucas running the show.
We have things to do.
And I believe Steve and Jordan, I think, are going to be on. I'm not sure. Look out on our Twitters, and we'll let you know who's going to be on officially. And
it's
stuff.
The Grab Bag podcast.
Right. Spectrum Swap uploaded a new video today. You can go check that out.
Yeah, that too.
SpectrumSwap.com.
Less important, though. Mike Watkins and Chad brought up a really good point. He
You're
asked
saying
me,
Mike Watkins is less important?
Less important than Spectrum Swapper.
Go ahead.
But he said, my hands are up. He said, Brian, what should we tweet? That's a great question, listeners.
Bringing it back.
Listeners, you should tweet at John Prosser. At John _ Prosser. You should tweet him a picture of your foot.
Ew, god damn it.
Of your bare foot. Please send him pictures. He will love them.
And with that said,
that's the end of the show.
We'll see you on Monday.
Boop a doop boop.
Good evening and stuff. Okay.
Good evening and stuff.